This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's live. What should we call a program where all those three ingredients are thrown into a blender?
Perhaps Free Talk Live.
That's a good idea. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, talk about whatever's on your mind. We have someone on hold right now. We'll get to that in a moment. Tonight, I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
What were we talking about before the break?
We were talking about keeping the microphones open during the breaks.
Before the break.
No, we're talking about
granting
that in the
you
break.
An esquire.
Oh, yeah. How do I get an esquire? Apparently,
I now grant you an esquire.
Can I have an honorary escortship?
Now you do. Well, we just did it. So.
Esquire. I don't know what it's called.
You know, on the internet, when they ask you to fill something out, I always put doctor.
Yeah, like if you need to do like Mr. and Mrs.
I always put doctor.
And that way you know. And that way you know when the telemarketers are calling because they're like, oh, yeah, can I speak to Dr. Steve?
Dr. Galactic?
Dr. Lord Reverend Kickass?
Esquire?
Dr. Classic?
Dr. Reverend.
All right, well, if we're just going to sit here and do this, we might as well go to the phones. Let's go to Jet, who's calling from Kentucky. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. You know that one of my God-given commissions is to help people escape this fantasy land we live in of a dual-class society or a two-class society.
Mm.
And, of course, one of the things that I emphasize in helping them out of this is that people with titles, whether they have titles or badges or robes or other costumes or have offices in big buildings with pillars and lots of stairs,
yep,
that they're just other humans who really have, in reality, out of this fantasy land, have no special rights or privileges to do pretty much anything they do as far as with regard to ruling over other people. So what I like to do, mm-hmm, is just create a little sentence, a little poem, you know, that goes, people with titles have no more rights or privileges than you or I. And you can change that from titles to, like I said, to badges or to robes or costumes.
Wait, is that the extent of the poem, one sentence?
That's a limerick, I think.
Okay.
No, it's not a limerick.
It's not enough for me to make a verse out of, you know.
See, you can do the same verse over and over and over again.
Oh, you want me to do rock and roll?
Yeah.
I do know three chords, so.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I wanted you to do was, see, anybody who calls in and talks or mentions anything that separates us into two classes.
Yeah.
I would just love it if you guys would correct them and say, you know what, we're all humans, we're all just people. Explain to me how anyone has a right to say what I or you or anyone does or must do or this kind of thing. See, I've lived in this for a long time. Of course, I mentioned before that I've avoided things like income taxes and,
mm-hmm,
and I just try to stay away from these people as much as possible because honestly,
amen,
when you think about it, they are absolutely mentally ill. I mean, for someone to think, to honestly believe that because they have now somehow, your neighbor has gained a title, that somehow now they have rulership over you, that they didn't have last week. I mean, that to me is a type of, a level of insanity that I could never deal with. But that's the essence of my call.
Excellent, excellent point, Jet.
To repeat that over and over again, people with titles have no more right or privilege than you or I.
And as such, and thanks for the call, Jet, we appreciate it. As such, none of my titles mean anything.
Not even the Esquire?
Not even the Esquire.
The future Esquire?
Not even the future Esquire.
Come on, man.
Yeah. They don't mean anything. They're, you know, it's a parody, it's a pastiche, if you will. You know, exactly what Jed is saying, which is a whole bunch of titles.
Right. If you can make fun of yourself and have a little fun at it.
I would throw Judge.
Ego,
throw Judge in front of it. So like the Honorable Lord Doctor Reverend Captain Kickass Esquire, if you
Judge.
Will.
Judge.
Judge. Yeah.
Judge
you're
and
Honorable,
jury.
Right? In
the Honorable.
Yeah.
And jury.
All right. So previously on Free Talk Live, which is, you know, what, two segments ago? So about a half hour ago, I began to mention COVID-19 detention camps. Are government roundups of resistors in our future?
And I question the future.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to. I think it's happening now.
Does the future answer you back?
When they say it's the future, it already is the future.
Oh, in the. Oh,
so you were just saying that in the past,
sorry.
So it could be happening
I
right
thought,
now.
I thought maybe you thought the future, or maybe you knew a guy named The Future.
It's going to happen in the
maybe
future.
Maybe a WWE
which now
guy.
Is the future.
Who's, you know, his name is his wrestling name, The Future. And you're like, I question the future.
Yes, I know about that.
Okay, all right. I don't know. We'll find out. This starts off with a quote from Albert Speer. No doubt concentration camps were a means, a menace, used to keep order, quote unquote. That was Albert Speer during the Nuremberg trials. This article is from Rutherford.org, and it's written by John W. Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead, the founders of Rutherford.org.
Esquire.
They are a legal team, so these are lawyers
Esquires, yes.
who are writing this stuff. It's no longer a question of whether the government will lock up Americans for defying its mandates, but when. This is what we know. The government has the means, the muscle, and the motivation to detain individuals who resist its orders and do not comply with its mandates in a vast array of prisons, detention centers, and FEMA concentration camps paid for with taxpayer dollars. It's just a matter of time. It no longer matters what the hot button issue might be. Vaccine mandates, immigration, gun rights, abortion, same-sex marriage, health care, criticizing the government, protesting election results, etc., etc., etc. And it doesn't matter which party is wielding the power like a hammer. The groundwork has already been laid. Under the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act, also known as the NDAA, the president and the military can detain and imprison American citizens with no access to friends, family, or the courts if the government believes them to be a terrorist.
Domestic terrorist. Domestic
a terrorist.
Well, so, why do you think they're emptying out Guantanamo Bay? Making room for those parents.
Well, and passing all these new and weird laws. They like to interchange, and I think this article goes into it, they like to interchange extremist.
Extremist.
With terrorist.
Terrorist.
And that, like, gives people, if the government accuses you of being an extremist, people immediately go, he's a terrorist, because they called him an extremist.
Little do they know that the government are the real extremists.
And terrorists.
And terrorists.
By the way.
Terrorists.
So it should come as no surprise that merely criticizing the government or objecting to a COVID-19 vaccine could get you labeled as a terrorist. After all, it doesn't take much to be considered a terrorist anymore, especially given that the government likes to use the words anti-government, extremist, and terrorist interchangeably. For instance, the Department of Homeland Security broadly defines extremists as individuals, military veterans, and groups that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, or rejecting government authority entirely.
Wait, let's rewind a minute. They're calling
terrorists.
Military
terrorists.
Veterans terrorists. To terrorists?
If you go to a school board meeting, you are a terrorist.
Well, so they like to use these terms interchangeably. So this particular paragraph states, the Department of Homeland Security broadly defines extremists.
Okay, so they're calling them extremists.
Extremists. Individuals, military veterans, and groups that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, or rejecting government authority entirely.
The terrorists here will have to take a break after this.
I'm extreme because I don't want the world's largest terrorists to exist.
Well, if that makes me an extremist, then I guess so be it.
Extremist. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic fort aboard a live call-in radio talk show.
All aboard,
ship.
I am your captain. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. You are listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us and have some fun on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Joining me in the studio, it's...
The Professor, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Not gonna.
AKA Ginger.
Okay, all right. I just want to keep the... we could probably drop the Gilligan's Island bit. It was fun.
Come on, Skipper. Day.
Skipper! Little buddy.
He's the original Homer.
Laurel and Hardy, you know, yeah, all those.
Oh, I guess you can go back and remember again.
Well, bring me another coconut cocktail.
Yes. Where's my suitcase full of money?
What was that guy's name?
Thurston Howell III.
Right, but it's Jim Backus.
Oh, Jim Backus.
He was also the voice of...
Magoo.
Mr. Magoo. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so we've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org, which seems to say that the infrastructure is already in place for governments, particularly the U.S. government, to begin rounding people up who... you know, don't obey the mandates or don't get vaccinated. And furthermore, claiming that it's not a question of if, but more a question of when. They've given some examples of some of the things written in the NDAA, and they go on to say it should come as no surprise that merely criticizing the government or objecting to a COVID-19 vaccine could get you labeled as a terrorist.
Could.
Yes.
Would? Should?
Probably will. Likely does, I'm thinking, at this point in space and time.
I mean, if I can interject from my Connecticut perspective, the California of the East Coast, just 100 miles south of here, they've closed 3 state prisons in Connecticut because of low attendance. I don't know what you would call it.
I'd like it when prisons are close. I mean,
but that's... they also just awarded the Summers Prison a $7 million contract to repaint it and redo all the insides. So why would you redo all of the insides and the plumbing and electrical and all that?
Hey, nobody's
if you're closing
here.
It?
Yeah, nobody's here. We're going to close. Let's remodel.
They must be doing a remodeling for something.
There's a particular shade of taupe that I really want to see on these walls.
Yes. So that's happening in Connecticut. Again, is it a conspiracy theory? Maybe it is.
Well,
maybe it's not. I don't know.
I mean...
coincidence?
Government, technically, the organization, is a conspiracy.
You are correct.
So, if you just theorize that the, you know, the government, if you question, is the government doing things wrong? Well, the answer to that, empirically, the data, overwhelmingly, if you just observe the data, overwhelmingly, orders of magnitude, says absolutely, government does, it really doesn't do anything right, unless your goal is to oppress people, steal their money, and kill a bunch of them.
Whoa. Watch it. You may be going to a FEMA camp. With that type of rhetoric.
I might be an extremist.
extremist.
Esquire, if you will. So the article continues.
Captain continues.
After all, it doesn't take much to be considered a terrorist or an extremist. For instance, the Department of Homeland Security broadly defines extremists as... we already went through that. If you believe in and exercise your rights under the Constitution, namely, your right to speak freely, worship freely, associate with like-minded individuals who share your political views, criticize the government, own a weapon, demand a warrant before being questioned or searched, or any other activity viewed as potentially anti-government, racist, bigoted, anarchic, or sovereign, you could be at the very top of the government's terrorism watch list.
Was it? Half of that, the whole point of the creation of this country?
Yeah.
Sounds
to
like
have
equity.
Freedom of speech and freedom to
religion
worship.
And associate with like-minded individuals who share your political views, criticize the government, own a weapon.
But now it makes you a domestic terrorist? This sounds a little fishy.
Domestic terrorist sounds like... it sounds like you know, a woman in the 50s wearing the apron, and she's in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you know,
domestic.
She's a domestic terrorist.
With a 1911 in her apron.
That would be funny. I'm thinking of an all-girl punk rock band called the Domestic Terrorists, and they're all dressed up in the 50s outfit with the, but then they have like the AK or the, you know, whatever, the M60, yeah, the, you know, the machine guns
right
on them.
With strings that they can play.
They make guitars that are like the gun, but they're like strung up like a guitar.
You can be the manager for that band.
I could.
Captain continues.
Moreover, as a New York Times editorial warns, you may be an anti-government extremist, a.k.a. domestic terrorist, in the eyes of the police if you are afraid that government is plotting to confiscate your firearms.
Confiscate your firearms.
Because everybody knows that firearms should only be put in the hands of government.
Whoa, guys, what do you need firearms for? We have the police.
Back the blue, baby. Back the blue.
Yeah, I don't really like those guys. They're a crappy band.
Sting just turned 70.
Stop,
come on.
Man.
It's over.
I named my car
a
after a police song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
You don't have to put on
yeah
the red light.
Thank you. I was going with Message in a Bottle.
It's a good one. Anyway. I like the police. Not the band, not... not the gang.
This is one of the reasons why I don't like the band.
Not the gang.
This is one of the reasons I don't like the band is because they could have the greatest music ever. Their name sucks.
Yeah. They just chose the wrong name for the band. Yeah.
Take another name, guys. I wonder if they can retroactive their name. Like, you know, okay, well, all of our albums now are called,
remastered under a
you know,
different
private
moniker,
security. Right? They all turn ANCAP suddenly. Yes, we're now called Private Security. Moreover, as the New York editorial warns, you can be labeled a whole bunch of stuff. If you believe the economy is about to collapse,
what?
Or that government will soon declare martial law, or they already declared martial law, they just didn't call it martial law when they locked everybody down for COVID. The only thing missing was tanks in the streets, man.
Well, they had that in Washington, D.C., didn't they?
Yeah,
and I know on January 6th, I know in Hartford, Connecticut, they had, you know, those MRATs or whatever, the National Guard with their little tanks and all that out there scaring people.
Or you could be labeled an extremist, a terrorist, or whatever any of these words that they're using, if you display an unusual number of political or ideological bumper stickers on your car.
Bumper stickers, bumper stickers, bumper stickers.
That guy's got too many bumper stickers.
Like
he must be a terrorist. Like which one? Oh, if you're watching, if you're playing
LRN.FM.
If you're playing the home game, then you're watching video.freetalklive.com, our Odyssey channel, or any of our other video streams that we've got going on. Classic Steve Classic
with a CZ. Yes.
Was lifting up an LRN.FM bumper sticker that he will probably display as an extremist on his vehicle. So
I have room.
According to the FBI, you might also be classified as a domestic terrorist threat if you espouse conspiracy theories or dare to subscribe to any views that are contrary to the government's.
Or if you call 603-283-6160.
If you would like to be outed as a terrorist, please dial 603-283-6160 and tell us all about it here on Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. More is on the way.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men now in custody after a shooting that left a woman dead and 14 people wounded inside a crowded bar in St. Paul, Minnesota, early Sunday morning. It happened at the 7th Street Truck Park, a bar and eatery in downtown St. Paul. Police said they didn't have a clear motive for the shooting, the identity of the young woman killed not yet released. Democrats, who are solidly behind the reconciliation budget plan and the regular infrastructure bill President Biden's been pushing, were out on the Sunday news shows. California Representative Adam Schiff on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're going to get both of these bills passed. They're going to be enormously important to the economy. And once we do, we're not going to make the mistake I think we did with Affordable Care Act. We're going to go out and we're going to promote this and let people know how it's directly impacting them.
And you are listening to USA Radio News. Encouraging news from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says it appears the U.S. is turning the corner when it comes to COVID-19.
Certainly going in the right direction. That's the good news, and we have to just be careful that we don't prematurely declare victory.
The chief White House medical advisor is speaking on CNN's State of the Union and saying the numbers will continue to improve in terms of case counts and seven-day averages, especially if more and more people do finally get the shots if they haven't already. Fauci also says outdoor trick-or-treating should be perfectly fine this year, though people may want to be extra careful with any indoor Halloween gatherings. Hundreds of Southeast Airlines flights are reportedly canceled or delayed because of air traffic control issues and some bad weather. Southwest didn't state how many flights were affected, but FlightAware says it canceled over 1,000 flights across the country Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Pipe down over there. It's time for the show. Oh, we're live. Oh, it's Free Talk Live. I already turned the buttons on.
Wait, we're doing a radio show right now?
And we'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll write it myself. We'll do it live. The show is called Free Talk Live. If that's what you're looking for, you've tuned into the right place. However, if that's not what you were looking for, you've also tuned into the right place. If you would like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind, you may do so by dialing 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
And the domestic terrorist line is 603-283-6160.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Also, if you're an extremist... The extremist hotline is 603-283-6160, and you can call in and talk about your extremist activities.
Lines are open now.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org and enter your email, and someone from the team will get in touch and learn about your specific needs. While you're there, if you want, go ahead and get some Intercoins for yourself. Again, it's intercoin.org.
That sounds pretty cool. I will probably do that at 10 o'clock today.
intercoin.org.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make my own Steve Classic currency.
Coin. I'd buy some Classic coin. Yeah.
I'll trade you.
Maybe.
Okay. We'll talk about it after the show. Yeah.
All right.
Captain continues.
So we've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org, speculating that all of the infrastructure is in place to start rounding folks up who disobey government for, well, whatever reason the government decides. Specifically in today's day and age, it would be for refusing the vax or apparently just questioning, you know, governments and their motivations.
Driving 66 miles an hour, maybe?
Yeah, they've talked about all the things that they might label you as or why you might get labeled that, and so you may already be labeled a terrorist or an extremist or...
Extremist.
Yeah. So according to the FBI, you may also be classified as a domestic terrorist threat if you espouse conspiracy theories or dare to subscribe to any views contrary to the government's. The government also has a growing list shared with fusion centers and law enforcement agencies. And these are of ideologies, behaviors, affiliations, and other characteristics that could flag someone as suspicious.
Suspicious.
And result in their being labeled potential enemies of the state.
The state.
You kind of sound like a movie guy.
I got to get a little echo unit for you. Just like, you, hit that. The state.
Are you familiar with Pablo Francisco, comedian of the 90s?
No, I'm not.
He used to do a great The Movie Guy. Right? He was one man.
One man.
Right. He had one desire. And what's really funny, so he did such a good thing. That was like his most famous bit.
Right, being the movie guy.
And he did such a good job that before the guy that he was imitating, before he died, he got to meet him. And then do his impression of the movie guy with the actual movie guy, and it was hilarious.
Aww, wow. Wholesome.
Yeah,
because I think the Seinfeld comedian movie trailer was done kind of in that style.
Yeah, nice.
One man.
Captain continues. So this is what happens when you not only put the power to determine who is a potential danger in the hands of government agencies, the courts, and the police, but also give those agencies liberal authority to lock individuals up for perceived wrongs. It's a system just begging to be abused by power-hungry bureaucrats, desperate to retain their power at all costs. And it's happened before. It's happened before.
It's a bunch of scallywags.
I actually have a really good solution for this. If you want to find out about it, go to nhexit.com.
Oh, wow. But when you said solution, I was like, oh, you brought booze?
That, too. That's after the show.
Technically, alcohol is a solution.
10 o'clock.
All right.
When's the next break? Can we?
Steve, you might need one. As history shows, the U.S. government is not averse to locking up its very own citizens for its very own purposes. One need only go back to the 1940s when the federal government proclaimed that the Japanese Americans, labeled potential dissidents, could be put into concentration, a.k.a. internment camps, based only upon their ethnic origin. To see the lengths the federal government will go to in order to maintain order in the homeland, one only needs to refer to those events.
I think Fusion Center is a cool name.
It sounds like there's detention camp. It sounds like you're going to see a jazz band.
Wow, go to the Fusion Center.
Maybe that'd be a nice jazz bar to open up, right? The Fusion Center. Hey, man, who's playing at the Fusion Center?
Yeah. You can take a bus with the National Guard driving you there. In a school bus. To the Fusion. Kids, we're going to the Fusion Center tonight.
People don't know. Why are we getting in the bus? You're going to the Fusion
Center.
Don't
worry about it.
It's a jazz band. It's fine.
Come on. Let's go.
In China, they were calling them re-education camps. Sounds so nice. Oh, they're just being re-educated. They're not being tortured.
Or brainwashed.
All that school.
No, nothing like that.
Re-educate you.
The U.S. Supreme Court actually validated the U.S. detention program in 1944, concluding that the government's need to ensure the safety of the country trumped personal liberties. That's lowercase t, not uppercase t.
Not the guy who
on that Trump. Yeah, not the
$7 trillion guy.
Not the leader of the Trumpansies, as I like to call them. Although the decision, it's called Korematsu, was never formally overturned, Chief Justice Roberts opined in, this time capital T, Trump versus Hawaii, 2018, that the forcible relocation of U.S. citizens to concentration camps solely and explicitly on the basis of race is objectively unlawful and outside the scope of presidential authority.
But what about a fusion center?
Well, as long as you're not rounding them up based on their race, I guess any other reason to round them up.
Okay.
You know, at least so far. Robert statements provide very little insurance of safety in light of the government's tendency to sidestep the rule of law when it suits its very own purposes, pointing out that such blatantly illegal detentions could happen again with the blessing of the courts. Justice Scalia once warned, in times of war, the laws fall silent. And we've seen this happen. Many laws are passed that don't get enforced.
The past 2 years especially, I mean, the stuff that they've just been pushing through, oh, it's for your safety. Whose safety?
Theirs. You know, it's just like the police, do they serve and protect? Well, not you. They serve and protect them.
Exactly.
Right? They're there to serve and protect them, not us, them. FEMA's murky history also dates back to the 1970s when President Carter created it by way of an executive order, merging many of the government's disaster relief agencies into one very large agency. During the 1980s, however, reports began to surface of secret military-type training exercises carried out by FEMA and the Department of Defense, codenamed Rex 84.
Rex 84.
34 federal agencies, including the CIA and the Secret Service, were trained on how to deal with domestic civil unrest. FEMA's role in creating top-secret American internment camps is very well documented, but be careful who you share this information with.
Uh-oh, turn your radio off.
It turns out that voicing concerns about the existence of FEMA detention camps, which is what I'm doing right now and we've been doing for the last two segments of the show, is among the growing list of opinions and activities which may make a federal agent or government official think you're an extremist.
That's
extremist.
A.K.A. terrorist.
Terrorist.
Or sympathetic to terrorist activities and thus qualify you for indefinite detention under the NDAA. Also included in that list of dangerous viewpoints are advocating for states' rights, believing the state to be unnecessary or undesirable, conspiracy theorizing, concern about alleged FEMA camps, opposition to war, organizing for economic justice, frustration with mainstream ideologies, opposition to abortion, opposition to globalization, and ammunition stockpiling.
I'm scared.
Like everything I believe in, minus the opposition to abortion. To the break of the knees, I'm scared.
That sounded like a list of side effects for a pill. Growth of a third eye. Spontaneous bleeding from orifices.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, come on and join us here at Free Talk Live. Yeah, we've got somebody on hold, and we'll get to him momentarily. But I want to take just a second. Every now and again, I like to just take sort of a glance. I'm not sure where these started, so I'll just look at the last page or so. Somebody says the Shire Church is a cult. Oh, yeah, very nice. I would claim that if that is true, then all churches are cults. And
the
also,
state is a cult.
The state is a church by the same definition, and thus it is a cult as well. Let's see. Whoa, Blondie is an inked hottie. Very nice. That's from Baltimore to Holland. New Jack is his username. Shire Church may need a new leader, etc. and so on. That's an extra thumbs up. Somebody says they love Trump.
What about Steve Classic? No
mention of Steve Classic yet.
I quit. Yeah. Tim, you want to jump in or what?
You can't quit. You committed to the whole 3 hours, bro.
All right.
Some of the scariest and untruthful words ever uttered. We're from the government, and we're here to help you.
Yeah.
Somebody says, poor Nikki needs new jeans. The knees are worn out.
I know. And they keep falling down, too.
And somebody else says,
need belts.
Free Ross and Julian.
Yes.
I can get behind
Amen.
Both of those. I like the new meme that's going around because of the Facebook whistleblower. Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
I know exactly
is.
What you're talking about
and,
already.
And there's memes with, like, you know, Ross and Julian and, you know, all the whistleblowers and who've never gotten a bit of airtime. And they all say the same thing. They're like, real whistleblowers get no airtime.
Yeah, that's right. True.
So
right. The media would never promote a whistleblower. As much as they've done the Facebook whistleblower.
Oh, Jesus the Cynic just said, Steve is sexy hot.
Come on, man.
So there you go. You're infamous.
Thank you. I only have 1 hour left.
Infamous.
An hour and 15, maybe.
A good solid
camera
segment.
But this is recorded, so they could watch it over and over again if they
That's
wanted
true.
To.
I'm going to watch it over and over again.
All right, so we've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org outlining all of the horrible things that the government keeps track of that could get you labeled as an extremist.
Extremist.
Or a terrorist.
Terrorist.
Something along those lines. And thus subject you to being rounded up and put into detention indefinitely. Under the NDAA.
Fusion Center.
Fusion, right.
Make
yes.
it nice.
Gonna make you a jazz artist.
It reminds me of like an Asian fusion restaurant. Will there be sushi there?
It depends if they intern the Japanese or not.
Or just, is it sushi or just stale bread like there usually is?
It's
what kind of concentration camp is this?
It's not a concentration, it's a fusion center.
And, of course, they're going to round up, arguably, libertarians of all different shapes, sizes, and ilks, and they can change their flag to throw bread on me.
No step on snake?
It's a duck.
I like that one.
It's a duck instead of a snake. Throw,
yeah.
bread, on,
yeah. Throw bread at me.
We're going to talk more about this article from Rutherford.org and whether, you know, when, as they say, are the roundups going to begin, because all the infrastructure is in place for them to start doing so. But first, let's go to Padraig calling from New Mexico.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah, you're on Free Talk Live. You sound all right.
Good. I want to run for governor of the state of New Mexico against Michelle Lujan Grisham and Steve Pearce or whatever the GOP puts out.
You're going to run against him?
I'd like to. I don't know how.
I don't know how either.
Nobody can represent the working people of New Mexico yet better than I can. My name is Padraig Malachi Lynch, and I'd like to use your program to speak out to the Jeromes and the good people of New Mexico to try to see if we can get out of this mess we're in.
You're doing that right now, so go ahead and speak out.
Okay, well, our tax dollars and our property taxes are going way up. Michelle Lujan Grisham is way out of control. Steve Pearce can't represent you. I'm just kind of a nobody, but I've been in law enforcement. I've been in the military, and I work. I'm a blue-collar worker, and I'd like to represent you as an independent. I'm not red. I'm not blue. I'm just purple.
Purple.
But I've worked with a lot of people out there that speak Spanish, and I don't know if the good people of New Mexico, any of that, but they can't say my name. My name is Padraig Malachi Lynch, and I don't know how to get on the ballot, but I could use some help.
I would suggest taking on, you know, a different name. You may not have to change your name, you know, legally, but take on a different name that, you know, would be easier to, you know, for common folks to pronounce and that kind of a thing, if that's your struggle. Or come up with a slogan that, you know, cuts through all of that, and then, you know, your name can just be attached to that. But come up with a slogan, and that way you can have, like, a website, and you can advertise your campaign and all that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know about all this, but you seem to believe you can do a better job than the people currently running things in New Mexico. Am I hearing you correctly?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you know what? Good luck, man. I wish you the best of luck if that's what you really want to do. I would throw a hint of...
I don't want to do it. It's just that I don't see anybody better running.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody better in the program.
Well, what happens if everybody doesn't see anybody better? Like, the whole story normally on, like, let's say a presidential election is, well, I got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I'm like, well, I don't like either candidate, and I don't like any of the independents. There's no candidate that I like at all to tell other people what to do and how to run their lives. What can I possibly do about it?
I'm hearing you. But I'm not trying to interfere with people's lives. I'm not trying to take their money away. Mm-hmm. I want them to have a better life.
Are you starting with
on the government programs? We have too many programs out there. They're stealing too much money. The only people getting rich are politicians and lawyers.
Are you trying to run for governor as your first foray into politics?
No, I ran against Steve Pearce one time.
Okay, but I mean, are you trying to run a, like local alderman or mayor or dog catcher or congressman?
Well, I was on the school board in Durango, and I was down there a teacher in Cuba, New Mexico.
Well, there's a lot of people who are jumping in now for school boards.
Yeah.
Those domestic terrorists, those parents.
You would want to make sure that folks know that you have those other things that you've done as part of, you know, your political resume as such. Now, I have to ask you, Padraig, let's just say you run. and you win, you get elected. Now you're the governor of New Mexico. What is going to prevent you from becoming a politician who is bought and paid for by some elites or by some large corporation or by one of the two parties? What is going to prevent you from becoming evil when you become governor of New Mexico?
I'm picking up what you're laying down. First off, I want to fire everybody that's been working for the state over probably 8 years, 10 years.
Ooh.
They've already corrupt.
That's a good start.
I know.
Okay.
I want to hire my friends, the people that I've worked with, the people that I've been in the sewers with, the people that I've dug ditches with, those people. They know how to work. I've worked with people who know how to work. They know how to get up in the morning. They don't get vision paid for. They don't get the medical paid for. They don't get the retirements paid for. They've been working side by side with me. And those guys are smart. Those women are smart. They know what's going on. They see what's wrong.
Well, that's your slogan. I can work with people who work. That's your slogan right there. Just run with that. I can work with people who work. Right?
Okay.
That was a great, that was a great slogan.
And you invented it too, Patrick.
No, you did, but thank you very much.
All right, well, Padraig,
let us
know how the campaign goes and call us, you know, with updates as you get it going. Thanks for the call. Many people get into politics for that reason, right? They feel so unable to do anything when it comes to, you know, everybody's like, well, if you don't like it, vote the bastards out or whatever. And, like, that doesn't work.
No.
You know, show me some bastards that have been voted out. I'll show you if somebody's been replaced with some other bastards. And so, you know, a lot of folks get into politics for that reason. They're like, oh, I feel so helpless. I feel like this is the only thing I feel like I can do a better job. And I agree. Yes, a lot of people have felt that way and will continue to feel that way as time goes on. What I haven't seen, and perhaps Padraig can be the exception to the rule or something, but what I haven't seen is somebody who accomplishes that, who gets into office and then does what they said they were going to do. I've never seen that.
Right. I mean, if I was going to run for dog catcher, I would catch the dog, ask the dog if he wanted to go back to the house, and if he didn't want to go back to the house, I'd let him free.
Okay.
That would be my thing. If I was going to run for an office, it'd be dog catcher.
Dog catcher. Yeah. Is that a publicly elected thing?
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
Now it is.
Yeah. I mean, I may just, even if it's not, I may just put signs up saying, vote for me as dog catcher.
Now that's a sign I can get behind.
Vote for me.
And then you go to the state government or city government, and you're like, hey, I've been the dog catcher, and I don't get my paycheck yet. Where's my pay? 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.